Haiti's government is now considering a legal reform measure that would be a landmark in efforts to address violence against women and provide a model for nations striving to stop rape. Legal advocates both here and in Haiti spoke with WBAI's Desi K. Robinson. She files this report.
MADRE is an international women's human rights organization. In partnership with International Campaign to Stop Rape and Gender Violence in Conflict, launched a petition today to raise international support for a groundbreaking push to address violence against women in Haiti. Diana Duarte is the communications director for MADRE. Ms. Duarte explains that it's been 3 years in the making and passage of this legal reform would represent a huge step forward for gender equality in Haiti.
More than 3 years ago now, when the earthquake happened in Haiti, it obviously devastated millions of lives and resulted in hundreds of thousands of people, including women and girls, being homeless and living in displacement camps. And women and girls faced particular levels of violence that escalated in the context of displacement and homelessness. And so we work with women's organizations on the ground in Haiti to provide urgent care and protection to women who are facing the threat of rape and sexual violence or who are rape survivors. And so this particular campaign, this legal campaign and this public education campaign, is trying to raise awareness of an on-the-ground initiative to push for a change in the law. Currently, the law is not strong enough when it comes to protecting women against sexual assault, including marital rape, and so this change in the legal status would make that illegal and would prohibit and punish all sexual assault, including marital rape. So what we're calling for, and in partnership with Haitian women on the ground, is for that legal reform to go through. And this initiative, this campaign that we've launched today, is calling on people all over the world to sign a letter of solidarity with Haitian women who are making this happen.
Why should we care here in the U.S.? Ms. Duarte explains.
Listeners should know that this is a real opportunity to create change that will affect Haitian women and girls now and well into the future. And not only that, it will change the legal standards in Haiti to serve as a model for countries all over the world that are where people are looking for ways to create legal change and to create advocacy strategies that can really protect women and girls.
Lisa Davis is the Human Rights Advocacy Director for MADRE and a professor at CUNY Law School. Yesterday, she hosted a civil society forum to effect change in Parliament. In attendance were the Minister of Justice, the Minister of Women, and members of government. She talked with me from Haiti.
The law's been moving pretty fast. It just went to the Minister of Justice, who turned it over to the Prime Minister, who signed off on it, and now sitting with the President. And in Haiti, this is the process you go through for a draft law to become codified law. So once the president signs off on it, it will make its way over to Parliament, and then Parliament will take up a vote on the law and hopefully vote to pass it as law.
Ms. Davis says the implementation of these laws will change discourse and save lives.
Well, MADRE and COFA, we've been working for about 3 years to get this draft law written and passed. And this law would change the discourse on women's rights in Haiti. I mean, we're talking about making access to abortion in a country that's never had that access. Granted, it's in limited circumstances, it will save lives. And we're talking about making marital rape a crime, which we take for granted in the U.S. and in other countries, but it isn't defined as a crime here. So it would do so much in terms of creating new avenues for accessing justice and protecting women's rights.
The hope is that these laws will manifest in the next 2 months. If it is to happen, it will need to happen by June before Parliament is out of session. For more information, visit StopRapeInConflict.org. Again, that's StopRapeInConflict.org. For WBAI's Evening News, I am Desi K. Robinson reporting.